want it?
Yeah.
We are off record.
Good. All right. Let's rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is the April 2nd, 2018 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff?
Absent.
Ms. Blindhand?
Here.
Mr. Mardini?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Tanay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we... Administratively, we have no minutes this meeting nor resolutions. We do have vouchers. Denise emailed them out last week. I've reviewed them. I'm okay. Does anybody have any questions on them or concerns? If not, I'll make the motion to approve the vouchers. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan.
Strange.
I moved. He second. On the vouchers roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Blindhand?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Cement?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. I notice it's 7:02 and Ms. Butcher has just arrived. Thank you. Welcome. We just got started. So we are at the public hearing. Clinton Agricultural Associates, LLC, Old Mountain Farm, Block 7, Lot 3. Applicant seeking amended preliminary and final site plan approval.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Patron here on behalf of the applicant, Clinton Agricultural. Jonathan, do we just swear in our two witnesses at this point?
Yeah, we're going to swear everybody in. So let's get your two witnesses and the board's three witnesses. Everyone raise their right hand and direct your attention to the board stenographer.
I do.
And then starting over there, can you identify yourself, spell your last name for the record, and give your relationship to the applicant or the board or the township, as the case may be?
Christopher Nusser, N-U-S-S-E-R, with Engineering and Land Planning Associates, the applicant's engineer.
Harold Wilbert, W-I-L-B-E-R-T, I'm the applicant.
You're the applicant's principal.
Okay.
Tom Barron's Township Planning Consultant.
And the Board Planning Expert.
Board Planning.
Kathleen Marcelli, the Board Engineering Expert.
Stephen Milne, Fire Marshal, Township of Clinton Employee, and Fire Safety Professional.
So you guys haven't met Mr. Milne before, so, or if you have, you have, but if you haven't, now you have.
I assume we
have a need to
refuse. Okay. Mr. Pfeffer is recusing from this matter. Thanks for coming. Okay.
For the record.
Let's just wait till Mr. Pfeffer is...
Yep, sorry about that.
...left the room, just... I have an abundance of...
Yep.
He's just slow.
Sometimes you move your cell phones from the... I know this has happened in the past.
Well, I leave if the noise stops. You can also...
Sometimes it picks up...
I'm getting there.
Have a nice evening.
Look at that. I know from the past that sometimes they...
It's quiet.
Sometimes if the cell phones are close to the mic stand, it picks up.
Okay.
Okay.
So just to stipulate for the record, Mr. Nusser's expertise as an engineer, I know he's appeared before this board numerous times.
Why don't you just have him quickly give his credentials? As part of the questions, he'll say that he's testified before the board before and they've accepted him as an expert, but just get it on the record.
Okay. Chris, you are a licensed engineer here in the state of New Jersey?
I am.
Okay. And where are your offices?
We are at 140 West Main Street in Highbridge, New Jersey.
And how long have you been in business for yourself?
In here.
How long have you been in business?
How long have I been practicing?
Yes.
12-plus years.
Okay. And have you had the opportunity to testify before municipalities and other boards?
Including this one, yes.
And how many times have you been before Clinton Township?
Can't hear.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you take that microphone and bring it closer to you? And speak up a little also.
Have you had the opportunity to be here before Clinton Township Planning Board in the past?
Yes.
Do you know how many times you've been here?
Offhand, I can't remember, but more than a handful.
Okay. And have you qualified in the past as an expert in your field?
Yes.
I would move it.
And your license is still in good standing, correct?
Yes.
Any questions or concerns from the board, from the public?
Yeah, we have two people in the public, I see. Anyone have questions about this expert's qualifications?
No. All right, then I think we're satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris, you are familiar with the application that's been filed by Clinton Agriculture, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could you please explain the application to the board?
Sure. I have an exhibit board for you. It is unrendered, uncolorized.
Yeah, okay.
It's sheet 3 of the plans that were submitted.
Super. No need to have to make it an exhibit unless you start marking it up.
Okay. That's it. Previously approved on the site was the farm market and greenhouse. It was approved with two phases for the greenhouse, a smaller initial phase in the greenhouse, and the second phase was to make to probably about a little bit more than double in size that greenhouse. There's the existing farm stand located on the eastern end of the property that pre-existed the original application and is to remain. We have parking in front of the building and then a large parking lot down the side. We have display areas for the landscape stock, flowers, trees, bushes, shrubs, to the rear of the greenhouse and the farm market, and on the bottom of the slope to the south, we have a stormwater basin, which was previously approved. What you have proposed before you tonight consists mainly of moving the previously proposed fire storage tank. There's an underground tank located near the entrance. And replacing it with a storage pond located on the south side of the proposed facility. Some other minor things have been incorporated into this as well. There had been a pipe that conveyed the water from the parking lot area, the upper area, down into the basin, and that's been replaced with a riprap line swale. And I think we incorporated some other minor changes. The roof leaders are now conveyed instead of in 2 8-inch pipes and 1 15-inch pipe into the basin. But really, the focus of why we're here tonight is for the relocation of the fire storage from the front of the property to the rear, and that, going from...
When you say relocation, you're saying it's the elimination of the tank
and
installation of the pond.
Correct. So the pond's been designed in accordance with NFPA 1142 and your ordinance. It provides for adequate fire suppression, fire water storage in the pond for really the full build-out of buildings, the office building, sorry, not the office building, the farm market, the farm stand, and the full greenhouse as it would be in phase two. It discludes the bottom 2 feet of the pond as storage for water. That is per NFPA 1142. It allows for sediment and debris to go to the bottom and not get sucked into the fire apparatus when they draw water from it. It has a filter screen on the end of the pipe as well to prevent large pieces of material going in and getting drawn through the equipment. It will have floating aerator on the surface to, one, prevent algae, but then also it will eliminate freezing in the wintertime by breaking the surface tension. And it will be filled by a water line that is going to be run from the farm market, which is almost complete, to the rear, to the pond, and then have an autofill on it, so it'll maintain a minimum volume of water at all times.
And that pipe, presumably, that pipe from a well.
That is from a well. There is not public water, as I'm sure most of you are aware, in this location. The applicant has reached out to New Jersey American Water about getting service to the area, and they have indicated to him that they are working on connecting to Lebanon Borough system, which would result in a main being run across the front of the property, at which time he could install a hydrant or something of that sort to have a continuous source fed from a main and not be reliant on a pond or a tank for water storage. So really, that is the crux of the application. I know you permit in your ordinance for an alternative to a tank to be used upon the board's approval. The applicant is requesting your approval to do that. One of the issues and the main reason for not going with the tank and going with the pond was the cost of installing the tank. Your ordinance calls for a minimum of 1,000 gallons, but based on the calculations for the build out, including the greenhouses, the amount of storage would be 77,000 gallons of water. So you would end up with multiple tanks, as really one large 80,000 gallon tank is even more expensive than several smaller ones. But the problem being that there's a cost to that 77,000 gallon tank or tanks that the applicant is honestly finding somewhat burdensome. And so the tank the pond being an option in the ordinance and being one of the many permitted options for fire storage in NFPA 1142, is seeking to do the pond. We also note that the county does have their Northern Tanker Task Force, which does provide water to fire scenes and this site has ready and easy access for them to supply more than most, given its location on the highway. So it's our opinion that we're providing fire water storage on the site at the volume that is required in accordance with the standards, and that beyond that there are other means and methods for water to be brought to the site to help fight fires.
Just to be clear, the volume of the pond factors in that the bottom 2 feet don't count?
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we designed it excluding the bottom 2 feet for that sedimentation, and then designed it with a minimum level that it would maintain, mm-hmm. which would meet
the
requirement.
Is the minimum level, excluding the bottom 2 feet, what is the minimum level that you designed the pond to contain?
On sheet 8.
So they get for starting all the way in the back. So we are accounting for 2.5 feet of storage depth for minimum, and then allowing for an extra 6 inches of storage. So if it were to rain, it would hold extra, so that
But the 2.5 feet of storage, mm-hmm. gets you how many gallons of water stored?
It gets you the 77. It actually gets you 82,570 when 77,000 is required.
I have a question about that, because I looked at the calculations, Chris, and if you look at it, when you go from the calculation from 222 to 223.50. You're giving the area of each contour.
Mm-hmm.
So 223.50 has an area of 3,922 square feet. And then when you go from elevation again from 223.50, you go to an area of 54. How does that happen?
So if you look at the detail, there's the 4-foot safety ledge going around the inside of the basin. So
you're on sheet 8?
On sheet 8, yes, in the bottom right corner. So it would be between 1 foot to 1.5 feet below the water surface elevation. Whether it's depending whether you're on the high water or the low water, there's a 4-foot ledge going around it in case somebody were to fall in, something were to fall in, they can get to the edge. Have a firm place to be to get the height. So that's at 223.50. So the ones on the inside, the one area is measured on the inside, the other one's measured on the outside.
Okay. We'll get a little closer because I don't think that's the area, but we can. Okay.
So there's a wiggle room of about 5,500 gallons.
Right.
So the 77,000 gallons that you need, is that the minimum required at all times?
Yes.
Year-round? So you
yes.
must have 77,000 gallons
correct.
Throughout the year.
So you can see the store, if you're looking at the calculations on sheet 8, the store has a demand of 27,000 gallons. So a 30,000-gallon tank would be... if it was just that for the store, but when you add in the greenhouse, because the greenhouse needs to be included, despite the fact that it's really just a glass and metal frame building, you're at another 50,000 gallons of storage because of that building. And again, the 82,570 is not including that 2 feet on the bottom.
Now, Chris, this proposal meets state standards and also the Clinton Township ordinance, correct?
Well, yeah, the ordinance allows for the construction of a pond as an option. It obviously gears towards and prefers a water storage tank first, but really, if you look at the NFPA 1142, it makes no preference over using a cistern, using a swimming pool, using a lake, using a pond, using a well. It makes no preference on it, so long as that amount of water is on the site and available to fight fires.
In your opinion, is the pond designed to safely take care of this property, both phase one and phase two?
Yeah.
Are there any advantages to this system as opposed to an underground storage tank, other than cost, financial cost?
Well, it does have some advantages. It doesn't have necessarily firefighting advantages over any other method. It does provide the advantage that the applicant can use the pond if there's excess water storage in there, that he can use it for irrigation. There was nothing in any of the documents, and actually it actually refers to them more as multi-use ponds for irrigation. So you could use the water stored in there for irrigating crops as opposed to drawing from as well if it's particularly wet. He has extra water stored up in there and he wants to use it. So that's more of what the benefit is.
It's curious. Assuming for argument's sake that the board were to say, no, they don't want to approve the swap out of the tank for the pond, would the applicant still want to put that pond in?
I think the applicant would want to put a pond in. I don't know if it would be exactly that pond in exactly that location, but yes, I think he would still like to have a pond.
So there's really two things going on. The most important request from the applicant's point of view is for the board to approve, grant amended preliminary and final site plan approval to approve swapping out the tank for the pond for firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing going on is, regardless of the first thing, the applicant also wants an amended site plan approval to put some pond in.
No, I don't think he's looking for or necessarily needs the amended approval to put the pond in.
How do you put a pond in if it's not shown on the plans that were approved previously?
It would be an agricultural activity that he would go through the Soil Conservation District as an irrigation pond. I don't know that the farm activity,
so you
a farm irrigation pond would require this board's approval.
So if the applicant, is not requesting, other than the board's approval, amended preliminary and final, to eliminate the underground storage tank and use the pond for firefighting, the applicant's position is it doesn't need the board's approval to put the pond in?
Well, a pond for
an
agricultural purpose.
Right, that's what I'm asking. If the pond was only used for agricultural purposes, this applicant's not asking this board for any approval. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay, even though the farm stand on the site was approved as a commercial that they could sell anything, retail.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I know the professionals had a number of letters. Do you want to go through the letters?
I would think that probably the thing to do is start with the fire marshal, and let's focus on that.
Sure.
And then, I don't know how, when we get to the way I read Kathy's memo, her memo was not just related just to swapping out the underground storage tank for the pond. Her memo dealt with issues with that pond, and that's why I have to think about what you said, because I think that because the applicant brought the property under the planning board's jurisdiction to get commercial usage, And you're here. I don't think you have nothing to lose by asking for their approval of the pond. Now, if you don't need their approval, then everything in Kathy's memo arguably wouldn't apply, but you'd be doing that at your own risk. Because the township might take the position that this is a commercial property and you need planning board approval. You're already here. What, the applicant's attorney have a position on that?
We haven't talked about having two ponds on the property at this point.
I'm not talking about two ponds. Right now, the plans that were approved by this board don't have any ponds.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I understand.
You're showing a pond.
Right. We want to swap out the tank for the pond.
I understand.
That's what
we're saying. Why don't we start then?
Let's just start here and I'll come back to that. Right.
So I'll just say, for Kathy's letter, I don't have any objections to the comments she has in there. So we can just, we would agree to revise our plans in accordance with Kathy's memo.
That would make things, make things a lot easier.
Just make it clean. And I think on...
Do you want to start with her memo, since we're sort of doing that?
Well, I think, for her memo, if you want to go through it, we can go through it. We can just agree to...
No, we tend to... If
you agree to make all the changes suggested in her memo, there's no reason to go through it.
Okay. Right. I think we'll go through Tom's letter later, but I think we're going to...
And that was over-interpreting what you were saying then. Okay.
So for Mr. Milne's letter, we'll just go to the 29th, the most current letter that you sent out.
Yeah, that's fine. We also could bounce back to the other letters if necessary.
Yeah. So the...
Yeah, indeed, I think the best thing to do is let's take these point by point.
Okay.
This is the March 29th?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's take it paragraph by paragraph. Assume that each of these paragraphs was numbered.
So the first paragraph is a concern about the method for laying hose out to the pond, where instead of going to the pond and hooking up the line and taking the line in the truck to the fire, the reverse would happen. The line would be dropped off, and then it would go down with the truck to the pond to hook up and pump in that location. And we're looking at a length of, again, give or take 600 feet. The ordinance permits, and NFPA 1142 permits, a tank or a pond or whatever the water source may be to be within 800 feet. So we're well within the 800 feet. I understand that it's not immediately at the entrance, but it's still within the... the required distance of 800 feet of the building. And so we find it. I don't find it to be detrimental in the fact that it's that far away. Say that when the house in the back, in the rear, burned down.
When did that burn down? 3 years ago.
4 years ago. About 3 years ago. I mean, there were 12. About 12 trucks that showed up that responded to that fire on the site all the way in the back that were all piled in down past the barns here south of the page. So while I understand it may be disadvantageous to have an engine located down by the pond because you don't have that to respond, you know, even similar to this other fire that happened on the property, there's 11 other trucks and 11 other trucks full of supplies that are responding to that
Put it this way. The way I'm reading the comment, he hasn't said that what you propose is contrary to NFPA 1142. I take his paragraph one, I take his whole memo as pointing out, in his opinion, items which would not make the pond equivalent to having the underground storage tank where proposed. But how? So the question is this: do you have any idea of how much response time this would impact? Let's say there's a fire at the farm stand, and if trucks came in and had the underground storage tank set up and started the hoses with the water, do you have any idea of how much more time it would take to start the water actually, you know, attacking the fire at the farm stand if they first had to do this reverse lay of the 600 feet?
I don't. But what I think I saw your email from earlier today on equivalent, and I think that's something that we should discuss. You had an opinion of equivalent that it was providing the water and it was providing an equal response time. And really the only way to do that is to locate the water source basically adjacent to the building. I don't know that I would share the opinion of equivalent being that. I would say that to me, for it to be equivalent, that it would provide the necessary amount of water and would be located in a manner that was also acceptable per the ordinance and per NFPA 1142, which it is.
Right, but so why wouldn't the ordinance, if that was the case, say that anything that complies with 1142, you can do? Why does the ordinance, even you started out your testimony by saying the ordinance obviously prefers an underground storage tank? So that's my question.
But it allows for, I mean, the storage tank is going to be lower on maintenance. So the storage tank is going to be easier to make sure that there is that amount of water in there. But I think what we're proposing maintains that amount of water in the pond at all times. That we've put means and methods in place here to ensure that we have enough water for fire suppression, that we don't run into those issues.
May I chime in?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I just wanted to quickly address some of the comments in reference to NFPA 1142 in terms of the comment that I've been hearing regarding the pond is allowed by NFPA 1142. Although the NFPA 1142 does address the ponds as a possible water source, it also strictly identifies that it should be in consultation with the authority having jurisdiction in regards specifically to the pond. And then also in NFPA 1142, in the annex, which provides additional information regarding the pond, it also addresses multiple consideration as it pertains to the ponds or pools as a water source for careful consideration. If you go 2012 edition, it would be page in Annex B.
What are you reading?
This is NFPA 1142 2012 edition in the annex. It gives
you know what? Why don't we get this marked as we can call it B1, Board Exhibit 1, because it's not from the applicant, it would be an A exhibit. Can I get a tag for you? Huh? Oh, I forgot you got the orange thing. Yeah, B1 first.
While you're doing that, can I just ask a question in terms of the mode of operation? There's two lines from between the pond and the building. One is labeled W, one is labeled E. What I probably should know this, but what are the lines there for?
Well, the ones, so W is the water line that's coming, going to maintain that water level.
It's coming from the well.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
The E is electric service, so there's going to be an outlet that'll be run, not obviously into the pond, but near the edge of it, just for if you need it for servicing. Really, the floating aerator would be ideally solar based, and it wouldn't be plugged in.
I saw the detail of the four box and the outlet. So question, just if the location of the initial hose lay, the 600 foot, becomes an issue, do you know what a yard hydrant is? Would it make sense to put, for instance, to have the suction where it is, you run an engine down there, and then have an outlet to force feed a yard hydrant up closer to the structure, say in the parking near the parking lot.
We'd use the engine to pump in that location.
Not through a hose.
Because there is, and I should have pointed this out earlier, alongside the road there is a dry hydrant and a connection there.
Right.
What you're suggesting is to take
30 feet away,
connect it back, and run a line up to the top that they
run out.
So they don't have to lay the hose.
Right.
So we're putting
Run one engine down the dirt path, hook up the suction to the drafting location, pop a hose out of that into a pick the size pipe, I don't know, and then have a yard hydrant closer to the structure. And you could pump from there, and if the ultimate plan is to sprinkler the structures, that could also perhaps be used for that.
I understand what you're saying.
Let's get you identified. This is Harold Wilbur.
And we need him by the
mic. We need your mic. Just pull up a chair next to the table. You'll be right next to the table. So, Mr. Wilbur, you heard what the mayor just said, and you want to respond to that.
Just a thought.
That's fine. I mean, that would work also. I mean, if the, you know, there's a couple of options, if, you know, and that I'm sure that Chris and Kathy could work out together if that was a problem. If the location of the pond is the problem, maybe we could put the pond up right where the tank was. The pond is only temporary. I have to put in a sprinkler system. I eventually have to put in a tank and a whole sprinkler system because I'm going to connect my greenhouse to my building. That will be done in the next 18 to 24 months.
You have to put a tank in eventually?
Eventually.
And it would be
a 20,000
gallon tank.
I only need a 20,000 gallon tank once I put, because the engineer did all the calculations, to put a sprinkler system in and a pump. And that would go back or somewhere around the building, whatever I worked out with Kathy and Mike Wright. So the pond is just temporary. I mean, three 30,000-gallon tanks.
So, you know, none of the professionals, none of the board members knew that this pond is temporary. Did you know the pond was supposed to be temporary?
I did not.
You're going to put a 20,000-gallon tank in which runs the sprinklers.
The sprinklers that are going to go into building only requires 20,000-gallon tank, according to the sprinkler installer.
And so why can't you do that now instead of...
Because 20,000 gallons isn't enough for the building.
But then how can it be enough in the future?
Because sprinklers require a different volume of water.
Right. Why can't you put the sprinklers in now?
That's what I was trying to get at. In other words,
because I don't have $250,000 to do all that. Three tanks is $240,000. A tank and all the sprinkler systems. I want to get up and get going. That's why the pond was going to work there, and Chris did not know that I was putting the pond in temporarily either. I did not tell him that because I can leave the pond there for the future, for irrigation or for other things. But we certainly, if the fire marshal has any problem, we certainly could put the pond right where the tank was. So that it's right next to the entrance, and it's temporary. Or we could put the 20,000-gallon tank in, work that as temporary means, give me an 18 to 24-month window that I have to finish my sprinklers, and it could be done. But to throw three tanks in the ground and then not have to use them a year later.
Right. And when you say temporary, though, I want to flush. It's only temporary if you were to...
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. In other words, make the
temporary use of the fire system. Temporary use for firefighting for my particular building. But it doesn't have to be temporary for the fire company. They could come down there anytime they wanted and pump it. I can still put it in.
Right, but you don't, where I was trying to go is you don't have to go put sprinklers in, do you?
I have to keep my greenhouse 30 feet away from my building. It's going to get a little chilly walking in between the two. So I have to do it in the beginning.
You're going to spend $250,000 so you don't have to walk outside between the building and the
Well, and also greenhouse? I want to be able to have functions.
What kind of functions?
Functions that require sprinklers.
Such as?
Such as, garden club meetings or things like that. You know, it's a greenhouse. It's glass and steel. It's not only for plants. We put it in. We put the parking in at the meeting, at the original meeting, so that we could turn around and have other things in it.
Okay, so what provision, what zone is this thing in again? This is in the C1 zone, correct?
No, this is in the ROC?
Yeah, this is, this is about the only lot in a very specific zone.
ROC.
Okay, yeah, does the ROC zone allow you to have functions like that?
No, but the right to farm does.
Let's not argue this right now, please.
Well, I mean, I didn't put up a greenhouse just to have plants and have. I mean, you do.
That's
have
what we all thought. That's what we all thought when the board approved it.
Wait a minute. I put in full retail. Did I not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is retail?
It's not
retail. Retail allows me to sell cups of coffee.
Correct. It doesn't allow you to have functions.
Place of assembly.
You're talking about an assembly use.
That's why you put in sprinklers, because you need to have an assembly.
I understand that, but I'm saying an assembly use is not allowed in the zone. You'd need a use variance from the Board of Adjustment.
Okay. Well, that's...
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it, because normally, the professionals review everything ahead of time. We think we know what the proposal is. And quite frankly, you've thrown a curveball, because now everyone's thinking for the first time that they're hearing this, including apparently your engineer and your.
So in other words, I put in a retail store, and I'm having a ladies' night, and we're gonna have ladies' night. We're gonna have all the people, all the women in there to buy the gifts, and that's a gathering.
Brace yourself. I don't know, because I'm finding out about it for the first time at 7:43 on April 2nd. I don't know.
You asked me why I want to put in the sprinkler system.
Yeah, no, I did. No question
about
that.
What is the difference if I have gatherings in there or I have 200 people in there? I put the parking in
If I could study it, I'd give you an answer, but I am not prepared.
Well, I wasn't going. I didn't come in here for that tonight. Right. What I'm saying is that the pond is temporary.
Use of the pond for firefighting purposes is temporary, is what you're saying.
Right.
That's the new little.
And it may not be, because if you chose not to do that, that leave it status quo, you wouldn't have to necessarily put. So sprinklers in.
But put it this way. So
no, I would not.
Right. But I understand you have a bigger plan.
Yes.
Let's assume that the board was okay with this concept. Okay? Just for assumption purposes. But they said that, you know what, we're a little nervous with this, how long would the temporary use thing be for, so they'd want you to post some sort of performance guarantee that you have X number of years until you then have to go with your plan to put in the sprinklers and the other tank. How many years, first of all, would you consent to the imposition of that condition, and how many years would you want to do it? That's called putting your money where your mouth is.
Can I?
Yeah, I know.
Well, he
thank you.
About that.
You're welcome.
Make a suggestion?
No, I want him to think about it. I like to hear, he's asking me things off the cuff, so what do you think about that?
Well,
I guess I wouldn't have any problem with it, but really the tank is already bonded. A 30,000-gallon tank, which I think has a cost on there of almost $60,000. So why would I need to do that?
Okay. That's a good answer. You're quicker than me tonight.
It's because you're in your jeans.
Probably right. Probably right.
You guys are tough.
In any case,
I don't want
to mislead the board with anything in my future plans and what I'm doing here. When somebody told me that, and I was going to go full retail, I certainly want to be able to have functions in my building. And when I turn around and I put sprinklers in my building, that gives me that ability. Plus, I put the parking in of 200 cars to give me that ability. If I turn around and I put in a restaurant, well, then I have to add more parking to that. And then, of course, I would have to come back in. Getting back to your answer about, didn't you come and, do I not have any rights, it's all commercial and, you gave us rights over everything. I really didn't agree to that in the board. You wrote that in your resolution, okay? But, I mean, I do have 100 acres of farmland. I am still a farmer. I still grow crops. I still do things. I want to put up a pole barn. I want to do things. I should, the commercial application of the 5 acres up front, yes, I understand everything I have there. But, you know, if I want to put a pole barn up in the back of my property to put equipment in or store corn, I don't want to have to come in front of the board every time to do that. I'm still a farmer.
Is it all one lot or are there two lots?
It's all one lot.
Well, we subdivided off that lot to the west.
Yeah. That one I remember. West, yeah.
But really the rest of it. And there was a lot that had been reserved for the sewer facility in the back. There was a 5-acre piece to the south in the backfield.
Quickly, just some housekeeping before we forget. We marked as Exhibit B1, page 21 of Annex B to NFPA 1142. And that's right before we veered off course and took that side road.
Can I just clarify on the parking issue? The parking wasn't calculated for a function or assembly. It was calculated for a greenhouse. That's what we got for 200 spaces. So it had nothing to do with...
No, I understand I would have to come back in for additional parking. I actually do have plans to do that in the future. But again, if I want to have... I have plants in my greenhouse, and I want to have ladies' night, and I want to have 25 ladies in there, that's not really a function. That's, you know, selling what I have. Function is weddings, something like that, I would assume. What do you consider to be functions?
We're asking you questions. You're not asking us questions.
Oh, you have your opinion. So, in any case.
So, where are we now after the... I'm coming
no
back.
Clue.
Can I get one other clarification? The temporary pond, you're eventually going to put
a... Temporary use of... Temporary use of the pond for firefighting.
Once the sprinklers are installed and you install a 20,000-gallon tank up front, the need for the pond goes away?
No, the need for the pond would go away because of me, but it still could remain there for the fire company.
Well, doesn't it have to remain there? What is the fire company going to draft from to fight a fire?
The fire company doesn't draft from a tank now. Now it's got I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm not...
An FDC.
Connection that they actually, you know this more than I do, you would pump water into it if the tank for the sprinklers was running low.
Mm-hmm. Right, but we need to get water from somewhere to pump water into it.
Well, I don't know how you do that because this is at Saab and this is at Harley-Davidson exactly the same way I was going to do it. That's according to state regulations, according to my sprinkler man. So I don't know where you get the water for that.
I mean, ultimately, the pond has two purposes for that. I mean, it has the irrigation purpose for the applicant, and it has a purpose for the fire department to draft water from.
I'm kind of hesitant to go down this temporary angle because it's temporary in your business plan, but it may never become non-temporary. It may stay.
No. We could leave it.
Understood. But I think that takes me down a path I can't get my head around. Can we try to go back to...
Yeah, we only made it to the first... We made it to the first paragraph in his letter. We haven't made it past that.
Right, but I heard the applicant make some comments there about willingness to move the pond or something. Maybe there are some ways that make this so doable, temporary or not.
So, if I may, I think there's... I think something we can offer, we could do a 20,000-gallon tank now up by the building that would be used later for sprinklers or both for the sprinklers, and that would give you a ready source of water near the building, give you an initial 20,000 gallons near the building, and we can leave the pond as is. So then we're 20,000 gallons more than the 5,000 gallons more we were before. So now we're 25,000 gallons. So we're almost a third more in water on the property available. We have 20,000 gallons near the building for a tank that in 18 months, 2 years, hopefully, is being used and hooked up to the sprinklers. And the pond, there's no reason to remove the pond. It could always serve for...
So then what you're saying is...
You could leave it.
If... The alternate proposal to put a 20,000-gallon tank in the location that's now shown as the 30,000-gallon tank. What that would do is, what you're saying is, that would eliminate the time that would go by to get that initial water on the fire. You'd be able to get it out of the 20,000-gallon tank. Technically, it doesn't have enough gallonage, but you're saying at least they get the water on it, and then they can by that time they'd be able to hook up to the pond. Does that make any sense to you?
There's a little bit of a confusing part about this. So my understanding of this is that 20,000 gallons would supply the fire suppression system within that building, correct?
No, he's saying eventually that would be the use. What his proposal is, he's saying, listen, we want to do that eventually. Mm-hmm. The applicant doesn't want to spend money on something he can't use. Since he knows, if I misspeak, because I think I'm following where you're going, you'll correct me.
Yep,
you're going. So he's saying, look, we're eventually going to need this 20,000 gallon tank. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he's saying, look, to get out of the problem of the time it takes to lay the 600 feet of pipe and lose that time when the trucks first roll onto the site to start spraying water, they'll put the 20,000-gallon tank in now. That way you roll onto the site. I guess you're going to need at least, you know, you have one truck hooking up to the 20,000-gallon tank. You can start throwing water on the fire, and then...
Yes.
The other truck or however else you're running the 600 feet of pipe, mm-hmm. their theory is by the time you're done laying that pipe, you're not going to have run out of 20,000 gallons of water. And that's what he's proposing. What do you think about that?
That would be something that I'm going to be slightly hesitant to respond to because I'd definitely like to see something in writing to definitely look into that and then also consult with the fire chief considering a lot of this discussion was in consultation with him, considering he's the one handling the technical
responses. Don't feel bad. You're hearing this stuff for the first time, like we're hearing, like they're hearing it.
Yeah.
That sounds, I have to say, promising. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's possible, but not possible tonight, but maybe possible for next month. But let's keep on going.
Then there's no point in keep going.
What do you mean?
There's no point in keep going then, because I'm going to miss another spring because we have to continue this again.
Can I ask you something? What happened? The board was willing to meet November of 2017 for you, and then you pulled off.
I pulled off because nobody liked the idea of the temporary tankers. I'm better off if that's the case, and the board doesn't want to grant me that. Leave the building sit there, and until I can afford to do it all, it just sits there, and then we just leave it alone. I can't, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. I mean,
But if the fire marshal's hearing this for the first time like us, and he can't in good conscience bless this thing.
No, I'm coming up with a couple other ideas here.
Are you about
that idea? What if you turned around and you put the pond up where the tank was before? So it's right next to the building. That area, when you come into the area.
Can you point out to everybody where the... Yeah, Chris.
It was located right to the west of the driveway. I think alternatively we had looked at putting it as well just south of the loading zone.
Actually, that's a good question. Why did you select to put the tank further to the pond?
Well, it's rather large.
Huh?
Rather large.
Well, this is... Here, located here.
Located
to the south of the loading area in the east of the large parking area.
Right.
The bigger concern was, again, you have a body of water now, and people are coming in and out here. It was a safety concern with
that. Okay, but what about Harold's idea to the northwest? Is that the northwest corner?
That is the northwest corner.
What about that?
We have a septic system there that we have to be very mindful of. Making sure that we're not too close to that. But otherwise, it was kind of at the high spot of the site, so it's not going to get any runoff into it. You're not going to have here. You have some water running off that will capture when it rains. If we had done this location, we could route roof leaders through the pond and put the pond there and get roof water running into it as it bypasses into the system. Here it's just difficult. You're going to have to fill it, if you're concerned. That's the biggest problem with putting it here.
But it is possible. It is doable. It's just...
Could be put there and have a fence put around it?
Yeah.
It would be right off the driveway, right where the tank was. What does Kathy think?
That's not my area.
That's a fire department. It's for firefighting purposes.
Well, in my letter, I did address that if it was proposed that the pond location was changed, I kind of hinted that it could be a possibility.
That's your paragraph number five, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is correct, yeah.
Can you just read that into the record?
Sure. Even if the proposed pond location was changed to a readily accessible location with minimal... Okay. Even if the proposed pond location was changed to a readily accessible location with minimal changes in grade and the removal of hardship of fire ground operations, the underground water tank is still the preferred source of water for fire protection. This removes many concerns regarding intricate systems and components failing, which would compromise the integrity of the water source in the pond scenario. In my professional opinion, the pond is an alternative to the underground water tank where an underground water tank cannot be utilized.
You guys want to respond to that? You understand what he's saying?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, there's a standard for design of the ponds. I mean, we were in, we marked as B1 Annex B, the section on ponds, and the concerns that are in here, and the concerns that were in there were that a minimum annual level should be adequate to meet water supply needs of the fire potential the pond serves, which again we addressed with the water source filling the pond. Freezing of a stationary water supply contrasted with the flowing stream presents a greater problem. And again, we've addressed potentials for freezing. And number three, silt and debris can accumulate in a pond or lake, reducing its actual capacity while its surface area and level remain constant. So, and again, that's why we have this two-foot area in here. And not to jump to Tom's letter, but, you know, Tom has a question, will there be, you know, there should be an operations maintenance manual for the pond. You know, and there's a couple points in the letter that, if you go to the next paragraph, where you're indicating that the pond's going to create a burden on the fire company and the fire safety bureau to ensure that the access road is adequate, that everything is maintained. But really, that burden's on the applicant. It's on the property owner to maintain that pond. It's his responsibility to maintain access to it. It's his responsibility to make sure that the water is filling appropriately. It's going to be his responsibility to make sure the aerator works and it's not freezing. So it's not really a burden on the fire department. It's a burden on the applicant to maintain that. And the requirement to have an operations and maintenance manual to have inspections of the pond would address that concern. Again, the pond's going to give you that source of water.
So what you're saying basically is if he doesn't maintain the pond and make sure that it doesn't freeze, it's his building that's going to burn down, so it's his problem?
It'd be a violation of his site plan approval.
I understand, but what happens in a fire? Are you saying that it's his building?
Well, it is his building, and it would be...
Yeah, what if there's people in it, though?
It would... Well... You're concerned...
It's not an apartment building.
What's going to go wrong on the pond that wouldn't get caught on a regular inspection?
Well,
a tank could have a leak in it and it could drain out. I mean, the soils are fantastic here. It could be gone in no time. It's not clay. Mm-hmm. The water sensor in it could fail. The water could leak out of the tank. And then you're in the same boat where you show up and you try and draft. You could have a clog in the dry hydrant that has something nested in it and has it blocked. Same thing in both cases. I think the benefit is the pond's a whole lot more obvious than an underground tank. You can see that water source in there. And if you have a block in a dry hydrant in the tank, you're trying to lift manholes and do that. I'm sure the fire department has equipment to draw from streams. I know in discussions the applicant had with the Lebanon Borough Fire Company that, you know, they draw from streams all the time, so they have pumps for that, and bypass the dry hydrant and you go right into the pond and that water source is there. So, I mean, we're we're following the guidelines on how to build this pond correctly and how to make sure that we're not having these issues, and having the above and beyond of having a maintenance manual, of having a procedure in place to inspect it and to make sure that it, you know, you don't have silt of, you know, of an excessive depth, and that it is filling correctly and that the hydrant's working. I mean, it's not that complex. It's just it's a hole in the ground full of water with a pipe coming out of it.
Well,
in its essence.
To try to address all the, there's a lot of points in there, but the main thing that I was trying to talk about before, when it comes to the pond, there's a lot of risks involved with failure. A lot. When it comes to that underground water tank, the risks are minimized, and it's under a strict schedule of NFPA 25, which covers the inspection, testing, and maintenance of that device, where it will periodically be inspected, tested, and maintained for some of those issues that you brought up. A pond's a little bit different. It's going to be very expensive to maintain, okay, in terms of inspection, testing, and then also the well. You said it was going to be refilled by the well. There's a risk in that. What if the well's dried out? The aerators, are they running on, I'm assuming, electric, some sort
solar.
Of electrical device? Or
solar.
It runs on solar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, now we're having...
Can I ask a question? Because I'm still confused. I don't mean to... We were having a discussion about the tanks and then the memo and the concerns on the pond in this location. I'm just playing back because I think I'm confused. And then there was some brainstorming starting about, you know, dry hydrants, field hydrants on beyond. And then there was some interesting talk about like a hybrid system, like a tank. And,
right. And then he said he wanted a little time on it. And, Harold said he didn't have time.
So where you're going is help me, because now I feel like the conversation's going back to this particular, and I'm not sure, we're here for amended preliminary and final. The applicant has expressed some time. What's achievable here?
This, in my opinion,
I think we're.
Right,
we're
I got you. The reason that you're here on an amended preliminary and amended final, and not just an amended final, is because fire safety is one of the essential elements of a development, and if you're going to change a fire protection system, in my opinion, you need amended preliminary. Now, if they were only here on amended preliminary to get the concept approved,
agree.
No problem. You could, but they're also here for an amended final. The final needs the detailed drawings. The only drawings that you have in front of you that you could approve tonight are the drawings in the plan set and that are up on that board. The other things they're talking about, even if you wanted to, you can't approve that tonight. At least you'd have to go to the next planning board meeting, which is 2 weeks from tonight. And that would also just so happen to give the fire marshal time to review it if you got a plan into him.
That was my point. In other words, I think we can't really do anything except what this particular drawing is
tonight.
for final tonight.
Correct.
If there was some ability to come up with another option or an improvement, it would have to go to the next meeting.
Yes, that's my opinion.
So I don't know if that's acceptable to the applicant or if that's not, and we're just into this.
Because if that's not enough time, then you're just going to call the thing off. You might as well pull the plug now. Because, Harold, all the board can do for you tonight is what you proposed on the plans that are submitted.
And the fire marshal has a problem with the pond being down back.
That's correct.
So why can't the pond be moved up there?
Because he said...
But you can't approve it tonight because it's not up there.
That's right.
I can draw it up there right now.
No, and he... First of all, these have to be engineered plans, but the fire marshal has said the concept is intriguing to him, but he's not willing to give it his blessing tonight. He wants to see it on a plan first, which I got to tell you, that's an eminently reasonable position.
Mm-hmm.
So if the major, a pond to me, especially with a drafting point significantly below the surface, knowing how thick the ice is in my swimming pool, it's also HDPE lined, as I saw in the drawing, so there's not going to be any massive amount of sediment accumulating there anytime soon. So if we say the location of the pond, this is sort of deliberation, to perhaps provide a hint as to...
This is input.
Okay.
This is input in reaction to what you've heard.
If if the major impediment from a fire protection perspective is that 600-foot hose lay, fine, then move it to an acceptable position that reduces that significantly. And if there's a concern about the gravel road, well, you got a doggone parking lot there that would be adjacent or obviously in use every day. So moving it toward the parking lot might reduce a concern about some obstruction on the road. It reduces the hose lay. If it's not a big deal from a, you know, like a working site layout perspective, maybe that solves the, you know, it goes a long way to solving the problem. And, I mean, a pond, it ain't going to, you're going to see it if it's leaking. And perhaps a very, very short O&M manual that describes, you know, when it gets below thus and such a level, you know, you'll take a look at it every day, every week, whatever the frequency might be.
What do you think about the idea of the 20,000-gallon tank plus the pond?
Yeah.
I'd like the board to pull themselves on both of those things. One of them was the 20,000-gallon tank plus the pond where it's proposed. The other one is moving the pond up to the front with no tank. And maybe board members don't like either, but is there, let's get some. Is there any other ideas on the table that you can get their input on tonight to see if you have, you know, at least a majority of people willing to go one way or the other, other than saying no, tanks approved, we're going with the tank. Any other suggestions out there?
I could jump in real quick. When it comes to the pond, and I think if this comes back to, for future review, I don't think there will be an exact scenario where I ever will be happy with a pond. The tank is the best case scenario. It's a reliable means of protection. The pond can work. That's why it's allowable in the fire code, but that's why there's a section in the municipal ordinance as well as in NFPA 1124 that specifically says in consultation with the fire chief or the designee, and in this situation, me being the designee. After review, a pond is not the best scenario. I don't necessarily think that jumping to cost should be a reason why we should go with something that's not the best case scenario for fire protection, but it does seem to be the applicant's main reason as why not to put the tank in there. I will be more than willing to review additional scenarios to see if it could work, of course. I do like the sound of that 20,000-gallon tank.
Yeah, you
up
like
top.
The idea of the 20,000-gallon tank up top.
In addition to the supplemental pond idea, the major thing that's concerning me is potential change of use of structures. I review plans for a greenhouse, not a place of assembly. So that's one of these scenarios that kind of changes the way I think about it in terms of tactics and overall review of the scenario.
Okay, but in the original planning board approval, just so you know, because I know you're the new fire marshal and you'll be around, that greenhouse is meant for people, the public, to be all in.
As a mercantile use.
That's correct.
Yeah, the fire code changes very differently when you get to assembly.
Well, and I'll come in for that next.
Okay.
Okay, you guys have any other ideas? Or right now we have
I think Clinton Township should buy the place and I can leave.
Okay. We have the 20,000-gallon... That joke wasn't as good as the one about the jeans and everything.
No, I it connects to Windy Acres. I think it would, you know, make a nice segment.
We have the 20,000-gallon tank plus the pond where you propose as one possibility. Mm-hmm. And we have moved the pond to the northwest corner as the other possibility. Any other possibilities before the board pulls itself?
Well, it's either northwest or to the south of the loading zone, one of those two.
Well, I'm thinking I was watching people. And if it's moving the pond, they're going for the northwest corner because they got nervous when you said it's right near the parking lot.
Okay. I mean, there would obviously be a fence around it if that was the case. But
I don't think that's enough of a difference from where it is now.
So you guys want to... Again, for informal polling, as I see it, there's three possibilities that everyone should be thinking of. One is... Well, there's four possibilities. One is... Leave what's been approved, the 30,000-gallon underground tank. Second possibility, go with what they have actually proposed tonight. Third possibility, move the pond from where it's proposed to the northwest corner. And the fourth possibility is go with the 20,000-gallon tank and with the pond. And as I hear the fire marshal, even though his underlying preference is just an underground tank, he's keeping an open mind and basically said if something has to change here, he'd prefer, of all the possibilities, 20,000-gallon tank with the pond. Is that correct?
Correct.
So does you want to start at that end?
Well, with the pond where?
Right where it's shown.
Where it is shown.
Yeah.
Current.
That's okay with me, 20,000. Because you're not going to be drawing out of the 20,000. That's just for the sprinkler.
Well, it's going to draw in the beginning.
In the beginning, you'll be drawing right. out of it. But subsequent to that, it's only to provide water for the sprinklers, right?
Eventually, correct.
Eventually, right. That's fine. I didn't even know what I got.
So what the poll is, my hands is, if there's going to be a change informally, she's not bound by it. She's thinking she would go for the 20,000-gallon tank plus the pond we're proposing.
Okay, so we're not going to do a poll for each.
No, we're just going to pick
what they want to do. What, okay. Yeah, we're going to poll each board member for what they want to do.
Yeah, I think it's
going to.
Dan, how about you?
Yeah, I would not want to see it.
Okay, hold up one more second.
You can adjourn it or whatever you call it and push it.
She's proposal.
I would not want to see a business put in three or four or whatever tanks when one's going to be needed in the long term, being 18 to 24 months. As long as the fire marshal and the fire department are comfortable with the short-term utilization of that pond in the northwest corner. So that 20,000-gallon tank with the pond would seem to be the best alternative to me, with your approval.
With the pond where it is.
I could, live with it, as long as the fire marshal...
A little bit of clarification for this. That tank would eventually be converted into part of this fire suppression for the greenhouse. Is that correct?
And the building.
It
would be, the whole thing would have to be sprinkled.
The whole building, okay, so the whole building would be sprinklered, okay, and the pond would remain where it was. Now we're back to, I think, now that you're... removing that 20,000-gallon tank from removal from fire suppression outside of the sprinkler system, now we're back to square one, where now the fire company has to draw from that water source down below.
I don't think so.
Well, for the 20,000 is giving that initial amount of water.
Correct.
But then... I think you're going to have sprinklers in the building now. So as opposed to the fire department coming on a scene where there's a very active fire, mm-hmm. that there's no suppression going on, you're going to have sprinklers going on in all of the structures. So yes, the 20,000 gallons would not be for the trucks to draw from, mm-hmm. but that 20,000 gallons is already, before the fire department's even made it to the site, is already putting water down in the building trying to put out the fire. So it's the sprinkler system is going to be an improvement on having just the 20,000 up top and then the pond down below. That would be my opinion. Just functionally, you're going to get water on the fire sooner.
From a fire suppression, the sprinkler system will prevent or delay the spread of fire. But still, the tactical operation that's going to remain is that the arriving units on scene, the apparatus, is going to immediately have to establish a water supply. Sprinklers are not designed to put out large fires. They're designed for one fire only, and designed to assist the occupants to get out of the building. That's the main major design of a sprinkler system. It's not designed for a whole building. So if the building lost control, okay, sprinkler system... might not necessarily be adequate enough to control that fire. We see lots of fires out there that...
Let me just ask. Would you... You would get approval with the 20,000-gallon tank and sprinklers today if there were no pond. Is that correct?
No.
If he put sprinklers in, what I'm hearing is it's a legal system to have... nothing except a 20,000-gallon tank, the appropriate fire pump, and sprinklers.
Is that true even for the greenhouses connected?
That's true. We don't have to have a tank.
We're talking about belt and suspenders if that's the truth. You've got eventually a sprinkler system. We're going to have a temporary situation where...
What do you base your answer on?
What, that it only requires a sprinkler?
Yeah.
Well, number one, they're in the Harley dealership. They're in the Saab dealership. Oh, no, I'm just saying so that you know that it's the same thing.
But I want to know what you
number five in all cases were automatic sprinkler systems.
What are you reading from?
The your ordinance.
165-61. Number five. Hold on. L5. No, I think I might be missing one citation below.
Could be, but...
3, 1, 2, 3.
Well, perhaps there's something else to establish during the interaction.
I just want to find out.
It's
true before we start basing stuff.
All right.
165, 61.
Yep. L,
which is the fire suppression,
yep.
5.
L5.
Which is 165.
In all cases, so this is on page 165:91. It says, I'm reading directly from the ordinance, quote, in all cases where automatic sprinkler systems are required to be installed pursuant to the Uniform Construction Code, the citation is NJAC 5:23-1 at SEC, the standards set forth in NFPA 13 shall govern.
I think he's reading the wrong section. It really should be 4. And okay. 4 is exactly the same section that we're talking about right now.
Okay, hold it. Let's look at 4. 4 says, if approved by the board and the township fire chief or his or her designee, in consultation with the township engineer, ponds, retention basins, lakes, streams, and residential sprinkler systems may serve as equivalent for fire protection systems. Now, it then says, NFPA 1142 will apply where the following is not specific. So let's go down to C. Any residential automatic sprinklers must be installed throughout a house in accordance with NFPA 13D and 13R. In my opinion, that would not apply here. This is not a house.
Correct.
So where in there does it refer you to any NFPA, and where is Harold basing the fact that he could serve both the commercial structure with the greenhouses with sprinklers with a 20,000-gallon tank only? That's what I want to know.
You go ahead. You're first.
Yes. You take a crack at it first, and then if not, yeah. Harold will back clean up.
It's not a good sign. It would be an alternative system, is what it would be, basically. Yeah, you'd be approving it as an alternative system to the tank.
Who's basing the design?
So the 20,000 gallons was the 20,000 gallons.
Your sprinkler contractor told him 20,000 gallons, right?
That is correct.
That's right. There's the source.
Right.
Okay? So
yeah.
I'm sorry, but to me, that's not a fact. That's hearsay.
Well, where in this compilation does it talk to anything except residential? That's what I'm curious about.
There are, it does.
There are. There's a reference. Take a look at E. But we were reading from D, we were reading from 3D. Look at 3E. The water storage tank location in non-residential zones shall be. D that we were reading from clearly applies to residential and non-residential.
Right.
They're citing a residential section, which in my opinion doesn't apply here. Plus, let's assume it did apply. I'm asking for what's the basis that says sprinklers with a 20,000 gallon tank is enough. Harold says it. Harold says the sprinkler contractor told us.
Well, you need an NFPA standard, presumably.
Right.
This guy is familiar with
it.
We're not accepting it as fact, John. We're just saying that's what some guy that does this work routinely.
That's what Harold says the guy told him.
Well, we would have to have, I mean, when we were to return, we would have a better basis for you.
And that's what the fire marshal
wants it from 20 minutes ago.
It's sort of implicit, I guess, in my question. They're going to come back in, best case, 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. Harold's willing to put in, he doesn't want to waste money.
Correct.
So, he's willing to install a tank sufficient to sprinkler the building, whether it's 20 or 25 or 30. That's my assumption.
I can't hear you, Harold. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna have to, you know, it avoids the fire pump and the jockey pump and the redundant power and all that stuff that goes into the sprinklers. So,
you have the microphone.
I would suggest that, okay, in my mind, putting in a tank that is of sufficient size to sprinkle the building gives you kind of belt suspenders as a final situation with the pond nearby. Because it's my belief that these are standalone sprinkler systems at other commercial locations, in the township, with no water supply. So you either use the tanker task force, or you go search for the nearest body of water to suck water up and put it in a tanker. In this case, you got a pond that's close by, equipped with the drafting.
You see, I'm not speaking for him, but what he's saying to me is that's what he wants to see.
Right. I'm just trying to lay it out so when they go away,
I'm
they have to come back with.
Over on the property that keeps being addressed for the motorcycle, isn't there hydrants over there on that side for a water source? There's no hydrants over there?
The nearest hydrant is Blossom Hill Road.
Blossom Hill Road?
Okay. Actually, I can't figure out why Saab has a water source. There's a fire hydrant right across, not too far from it at all.
We were kind of going down this path, polling and seeing if this, I'm calling it the hybrid approach, which seems to be where people are zeroing in on, could work or could be, you know.
But I want to substitute, instead of 20,000 gallon tank, 20,000 or whatever required tank plus the pond.
Right, there you go.
Okay, so we're up to you then, Kevin, because both Ms. Kleinhans and Mr. McTiernan.
I'm in that same vein. Obviously, I'd like the fire marshal and the fire chief to look at it, but I think that hybrid approach seems to make sense, that there's some pre-suppression or water you can get before the trucks have to use the pond.
I believe none of us here as board members are expert on fire demand. And I believe that the applicant ought to sit down with the fire department, discuss their needs, come up with an agreement, put it on a plan, and come back at the next meeting, and we will be okay with it. I don't think anything that the fire department would recommend that the board would reject. And that's my opinion. My opinion, let them worry about it, the applicant and the fire department, whether it's a 20,000-gallon tank or 30,000-gallon tank at the front of the property. I mean, there's an issue of getting that pond. If you want to put a pond on the front, there's an issue. How are you going to get water in that pond?
Okay, so what you're saying is if they satisfy the fire marshal, you're satisfied.
Absolutely.
If they don't satisfy the fire marshal...
I am not satisfied.
Okay.
I think most of us will say that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I don't think that Mr. Higgins would say that.
I would say I want the fire marshal and fire chief to at least be amenable to, agreeable to what.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Well, you're not done yet.
I mean, my gut is, and like Sam said, we're not experts on this, but for quick response, for a period of time, whatever that might be, installing an appropriate tank that is of sufficient size for the sprinkler system and maintaining the pond, I'd be very comfortable with that. Again, the tank would have to be of sufficient size to fit whatever the code is for that sort of thing.
I have a question. The tank, where is this going to go? Is it just north of the septic?
Tank is going right where it was approved. Can you point out where that tank is?
North of the septic.
North of the septic.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I actually think the hybrid concept kind of makes sense. I'm moving the pond closer to where people are going to be wandering around and that type of thing. I don't think it's a good safety factor, but yes. I'll join Sam basically saying that the fire marshal, I think, has to have the right tools so they can put out a fire, and that's how we go about it.
Okay, but so let me again. I'm gonna go back and ask Ms. Kleinhans, and I'm also gonna ask Mr. McTiernan. But if they propose it to the fire marshal and the fire marshal was not satisfied, could you still see yourself being satisfied or not?
No, I think they have to be satisfied.
Yeah, I'd echo the sentiment there of the hybrid approach. I mean, the particulars of this case have kind of evolved a bit as we've been hearing it out. I think we've said that time and time again. So you definitely want to hear the fire marshal be supportive of it. And to your point about wanting to go back and check on that, it may be that the particular circumstances in this piece about the temporary functionality is something that maybe, you know, could be taken into the thought process around whether you just keep the pond or not. But ultimately, I think that resides at, you know, discretion of fire marshal.
So going back to Kleinhans and McTiernan, do you need the fire marshal to agree to go for the hybrid, the 20,000 gallon or so underground storage tank plus the pond?
Well, I was only agreeing on the temporary nature of it because I still don't know what the overall plan for this facility is.
Right, but put it this way.
I mean, that we still are trying to iron that out.
Right, but the fire marshal is going to review what's proposed now. The fire marshal is going to have to ignore any future plans. The fire marshal cannot consider future plans and so on unless they're presented. So the fire marshal is going to review exactly what was approved, which was commercial farm market, greenhouses where people are allowed in there to buy things, but right now there's no assembly.
Right.
So under that scenario...
That scenario, whatever the fire marshal says is fine with me.
I would just encourage the applicant to talk to the fire marshal about current and future plans to be sure that something too small wasn't put in, but anything the fire marshal, I'd need the fire marshal to agree to, I'd be supportive of and would not be if the fire marshal did not agree.
Okay. And let me just, my own two cents is I would discourage talking about the future. I think if you talk about the future with the fire marshal, it's going to confuse things. I think you ought to, that's why the fire marshal wants a submission. And not to disagree with you publicly, but you make a submission for the fire marshal to review, something concrete. I think that's the best way of doing it. So it seems like everyone it would be agreeable to the hybrid concept. From my polling, a majority are going to say, you got to satisfy this guy. If you don't, they're not going to go for it. That's just...
Okay, now can I ask a question to the fire marshal?
Sure.
So what you're telling me is that, you know, I understand the sprinkler man told me that, okay, it's going to, you know, I gave him the square footages of everything, and he told me that for the sprinkler system, you're going to need a 20,000-gallon tank, okay? He's telling me this is state law. Mm-hmm. Is in the state law also that I also have to provide you another water source besides the sprinkler system?
From my understanding, and
listen, he's going to research it because, again, you got just like you put me on the spot and I had a I don't know, which I don't have a lot. Mm-hmm. He has an I don't know. He's going to research it.
No. I'm just asking because he was saying that, you know, he was talking about another water source.
Yes, he said he wasn't sure.
I need to know all of this.
Right. He said, sitting here tonight, he wasn't sure that you were correct.
Okay.
He's not saying that you're definitely wrong. He's not saying he knows.
Okay, well, I already have planning board approval for a 30,000-gallon tank for the building I already have up.
Correct.
I either have to add another water source or put sprinklers in when I do my greenhouse.
Okay. That's what you're going to talk to him offline.
Well, I'm just saying. That's to get started, correct?
But the 30 doesn't, I thought the issue.
The 30 doesn't cover the greenhouse.
The 30 doesn't cover the greenhouse, so you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The 30 would be a start, but it would actually be more than what is required for the indoor sprinkler systems, which would cover both the greenhouse and the building.
Right, so now let's talk about timing. Okay. Technically, under the MLUL, plans have to be in 10 days before the hearing if you want them to approve it. Now, right now, the next planning board meeting is?
The
16th. 16th, which means?
Friday.
Can you do this?
If we can, we'll have to talk about what your availability is to be able to sit down and go through it, but...
So after the meeting is adjourned, or after this case is over, I suggest that you guys huddle up and get scheduling, hop on the thing, and then make sure you get those plans filed by Friday. Now, before we go off this, there are people in the audience. Does anyone want to give their two cents to the board? Does anyone want to ask any questions of anyone who's testified or get under oath and tell the board your feelings on the matter? Yes or no? 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 No. Three people are out there, three no's.
Okay. So?
So let's continue this hearing.
continue it at the next meeting on the
June 16th. But you have to have, you got to get the plans that you want approved in by Friday, June 6th, before the office closes.
April 6th.
And there's no, John, we don't need any more publication.
No need for further notice. Just get the plans in by Friday, June 6th.
Try to get...
April 6th.
I don't know what it is about June. You're looking forward to a real spring.
I guess so.
You got a vacation plan?
I actually do.
There you go.
Not June 6th, but in June. It's the jeans.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my suit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What else do we have?
Isn't this enough?
Reports? Any reports of any council?
Council.
You approved the ordinance.
Which one?
Open space. Open space funds.
It's been a long week. Council. It was a very brief council meeting. The highlight of it, besides paying bills, was the first draft, the introduction of an ordinance that followed the vote to allow us to spend up to 50% of the open space tax on improving public use and access to water space. Our open space chair was there, and he was generally supportive of the idea. And
they're going to come back with some for utilization of those funds for open space.
That's part of the draft ordinance. We sit down at a minimum once a year to talk about, okay, here's the plans for these monies, because it's a two-penny tax. It takes in about $430,000 a year. So we're talking up to $200,000 or so for these kinds of projects, and it's worthy of a public discussion.
And you're going to have to check with somebody. Maybe call it the state fire. I don't know.
But folks seem happy about that. That was a pretty, very quiet meeting, except
it was even 20,000 gallons.
Good. Anything else? That covered open space.
The John Mayer may want to talk about this. This is the judge's opinion has been reduced to numbers. Judge
Jacobson.
Mary Jacobson
in Mercer County issued her fair share numbers opinion for Mercer County, and this is public knowledge. I believe her opinion was issued on March 6th, and then the municipal group, which is a statewide group of municipalities that banded together to hire eConsult, the group asked eConsult to take Judge Jacobson's opinion, take the methodology that she approved there, and apply it to every municipality in the state. And so eConsult issued a report, I believe, dated March 28th. I don't think I got my hands on it until March 29th, and I sent it out to everybody. And if you look at that report, this is just factual. Clinton Township's number went up from the prior number, where we had gotten a discount to settle. I think it went up to 299.
Our number in the report is 551.
Oh, sorry. No, but in Judge Jacobson's report?
Yeah.
Oh, 551. So now if you look at our settlement number, now our settlement number is 40%, it's 60% of 551. So our settlement ended up being better than we thought it was for us.
Right.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, between the effect of the Highlands and Reddington, just off the record, is over 1,000.
Well, it's not off the record, it's on the record.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's so our number on a comparative basis is, is very nice.
Yep. Very good.
So the only other thing I'd say publicly is, so now, the approval at the fairness hearing of the settlement is not the end.
Hmm.
It is the beginning. Okay. It might be it's not even the end of what I had to do. It's the
Churchill said it was the end of the beginning, not the beginning of the end.
Yes. The hard work for you in the township committee now starts.
Right.
And so I sent last week a 5-page schedule of who has to do what by when, and I'm going to tomorrow now send it out to everybody as, okay, this is the schedule, and you guys are on it. Township committee's on it. Some people individually are on it.
He's on it.
You're on it on one or two items.
Yeah.
You're lucky. You're at consultations.
I'm on it.
You're on it. And there's a lot of work that has to be done between now and July, because on July 6th is the last, 12 noon on July 6th, I believe, is the deadline for submitting proposals to the HMFA for the 9% financing for the Marukian site.
I thought it was July, August, but do you have a...
Whatever I said in court, I was reading off... We Googled. I didn't make that up.
Ah, okay.
We Googled, found the date, and it, right in court, that's when the guy was asking the questions, and I was saying, well, that's an improper hypothetical question, because here it says that... So I believe the deadline is July...
I didn't realize it was out. It was still... July, August, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. At least on their website, I was reading from
HMFA's
website. So that means that we have to have...
We have a boatload of work done. You've got to do an RFP, we have to make all the ordinance changes and the zoning changes and the new affordable housing plan.
Right.
And put an RFP together, get it back, award it, and then get preliminary approval so they can apply for financing. So it is a real stretch run. And again, in the realm of rumor, there were this last round, the 9% tranche awarded 32 projects, and that was a very large number of projects. And we really want to be in this tranche because they skipped a year to play with the rules and do the new QAP. Rumor is that this coming round, for whatever reason, is going to be something like 28 projects awarded.
You're saying it's going to be even more competitive than last time.
Well, it's something for us to chase because it's an unusually large number of projected or forecasted awards, rumored awards.
Got it.
So it's we don't want to miss this opportunity. Yep.
So that's what's happening.
Good. Okay. Well, I would say if there's nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstained? Good evening. Thank you.
Second, were you second?
I was second.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.